Cyril Smith and Phyllis Selick playing in 1974. That was the Fantasy in F minor, Deutsch number 940 by Schubert. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 10 o'clock and it's time now for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
Welcome to World Roots, and once again I'm joined by writers Arwa Haidar and John L. Walters, who are here with some great new music releases from around the world. Shortly, we'll be hearing the minority Central American Garifuna music from Andy Palacio's old band. Persia meets Anatolia in Kayhan Kalhor's new collaboration. Siba's innovative mix of sounds from northeastern Brazil. And The Call of Bengalore, South Indian roots from violinist Jyotsna Srikant. But we'll start today with a track from this week's session, part of a new generation of Algerian singers, with one foot firmly in the present and one in the past too. Guitarist and singer Souad Massi has, for the last decade, been performing her own brand of contemporary Algerian music with strong social and political messages for her homeland. This is her song, No One But You. Algerian singer Souad Massi recorded specially for World Roots, and we've more music from her later on in the programme. But first, joining me for our monthly roundup of new releases are John L. Walters and Arwa Haidar. Hello to both of you.
Hi, Lucy.
Well, Arwa, you're going to be taking us to the Central American Caribbean coast with a very special project.
Absolutely. The new album from the Garifuna collective, Io, comes 6 years after the very acclaimed album by their original leader, Andy Palacio, who very sadly died not long after the release of that album. Io means goodbye in the Garifuna language, and the album continues Andy Palacio's intent of just promoting and celebrating the culture and language of the Garifuna people. There are homages to Andy on the album. There are tracks about tradition and future generations. There are tracks about poverty and fear of AIDS. And there's also the timeless theme of gossip, which is the track I've gone for. Dangua, meaning meat, is a track that concerns a lady who's very haplessly ended up in a situation where two gentlemen callers have turned up at the same time at her house. And it basically descends into a squabble with her neighbour, and it features the excellent line, "Her men are many."
Dungua by the Garifuna Collective, and that's from their newly released album Ayo, which is out on Stone Tree Records and also the American label Kumbancha. Stone Tree being the kind of definitive label of Belizean music on the one hand and Garifuna music on the other. So how do you feel about this album? Do you feel it continues a very high standard of Huatina, the album by the late Andy Palacio?
I felt it was a very vivacious continuation of that album's intentions. Yvan Duran has a great all-encompassing approach to this, and it's been a real labour of love. I mean,
he's a Belizean producer who also runs Stone Tree Records.
Right, and obviously he also produced Watina. But I feared initially that it might have lost something by not having a central focal voice, because Andy Pelosi was such a personable, charismatic frontman. But actually the combination of tracks on this worked really well.
I have to say I had no expectations whatsoever, because I've been listening to all these tracks for today's programme as MP3s that arrived while I was on holiday. So I had
know what they were.
I didn't have the means to look up what they were or listen to any previous albums. So I just kind of took this as immediately engaging, rhythmically based music. I didn't have any point of compass at all on it. This is the first album I listened to, and I think it's got that very light feeling. It's very interesting now to see the lyrics and realise there's some quite weighty topics addressed. But the use of the percussion is often very quite complex sets of people, I guess, playing fairly small, simple parts that all add up to make a really rich brew of rhythms, jawbones, as maracas, as
tortoise shells.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on in there. And then on top of that, you get this lovely kind of surf guitar sailing over the top, which brings a bit of a kind of retro mood to it as well.
There's also a really engaging but sometimes surprising contrast between the vivacity and upbeat feel of those rhythms that you're saying. And although I've gone for quite an irreverent track there, some of the lyrics are actually quite heartrending. And as the intention, obviously, is not to kind of create a sort of a period piece. It's these are themes that affect everyday life. So, yeah, it's a very affecting album on that level.
The Garifuna are a mixture of indigenous Carib and Arawak Indians, and also the runaway slaves from, oh, I don't know, two or three centuries ago. Mm. And the story of their survival is absolutely remarkable. Their music is a site of intangible world heritage, declared so by UNESCO. But, you know, it's a very fragile society. It's just hanging on to their language, which almost disappeared. So this collective is really important. It's such an important statement of Garifuna identity and the survival of their culture. And I think that's one of the things that I love about what Stone Tree Records does, you know, is that they really keep this going.
I mean, it's interesting, you're right, that there is this fragility to the idea of the heritage, but then it's presented in such a confident, accessible way. As Watina was, it feels very much ready for an international audience and ready for the international spotlight.
Yeah, I think this could be very successful indeed.
Well, Ayo, the new album from the Garifuna Collective, is out on the 2nd of September on Kumbancha. John, you have a collaborative recording for us next that combines two ancient neighbouring cultures.
Yes, this is the album Kula Kuluk Yakishir Mi by Kayan Kalo from Iran and Erdal Erzincan from eastern Turkey. And they first collaborated nearly a decade ago on a studio album called The Wind. It was very successful. And here we're going to hear something from the end of the concert called Intertwining Melodies. Thank you.
The track Intertwining Melodies from two great masters, Kayhan Kalhor, who plays the kamanche, which is the spike fiddle from Iran, and he is based in Iran, and on Balama, the long-necked lute from Turkey, Erdal Erzincan. And that was from their album Kula Kuluk Yakışır Mı, which is an ECM production. So it's a collaboration, but it's very, very traditional sounding. It's not fusion at all.
No, but this is very much, I think, in the ECM practice of putting two great masters together in a studio or in a live recording and making sure something happens that's good and putting it out on record and then packaging it in a rather elegant but not terribly informative way.
Say that again. I mean, the sleeve notes tell you absolutely nothing. It just gives
a very
you
nice photograph of the
lovely photographs, so you can see what the instruments look like in the darkness of the photograph. But then and then it just lists the titles of the tracks and that's it. And mostly they're just improvisation.
I think that lack of information is a slight pity, given how evocative the music is and how evocative the album title is, actually. We're all admiring the fact that it translates as how unseemly it is to follow anyone slavishly. I mean, the album to me sounded like testimony to, as you're saying, two great talents who gel very naturally and very elementally. And
that's because the cultures have something in common.
Right.
And they're neighbours, of course.
And there's also a timbral thing. It's someone bowing and someone plucking. And
yes. You should have put that on the sleeve notes.
Wouldn't take up one line of type on the back. I think, although there are a lot of improvisations on this, as you say, I think one strength of this album is its melodic nature. But on some of the tracks, it takes a while for that to emerge. You know, you get a little bit of kind of virtuosity, a bit of warming up. It's, in that respect, it's like some jazz albums before you get into some really kind of soaring, beautiful refrain that takes you to the end of the track. What's very nice, this is one of the longest tracks on the album, but it incorporates four different tunes and they just sort of meld them together seamlessly. And it feels also, you get a very good sense of them being in a room with an audience, mm-hmm. with the audience really hanging on every note.
I'm just so delighted whenever I hear a recording of a tradition that isn't hugely mediated and overproduced and so on. I like the simplicity of this recording, just a live recording. What you're hearing is what they did.
It's very respectfully put together. And
it's a real celebration of great artistry and of two great world traditions.
Well, it's quite interesting, of the four records we're discussing today, two are more like classical records and two are more like pop records. But this is, although this comes from a kind of classical tradition, there is that element of improvisation and there is this interesting mood set by the title, How Unseemly It Is to Follow Anyone Slavishly. And there's a nice statement by Kayhan Kalhor where he says, "Cultures and music change and develop with every upcoming generation. And I see this as a natural progression after mastering the traditional."
And I also like it says that, you know, how unseemly it is to follow anyone slavishly can also allude to the creative freedoms implied by traditional music, but they can't be extended by unreflective repetition. Both due respect and an adventurous spirit are needed. Well, Kayhan Kalhor and Erdal Erzikan's new album is out on the 2nd of September on the ECM label. Arwa, back to you, and we're in London, but with an ear across to the Indian Ocean.
Absolutely. We're going to hear new material by Jyotsna Srikanth, who is a violin virtuoso who began her classical training at the very tender age of 5. Her album Call of Bangalore name-checks her native city, and it's also an exploration of the tradition of the violin in South Indian classical music, which was established by the early 19th century. It's very deep-rooted. And we're going to hear her very lively opening track, Vanam. Thank you.
Wonderful violin from South India of Jyotsna Srikanth, and that's from her album Call of Bangalore. The track that we heard was Varnam, and that is out on World Music Network. And what a wonderful sound. She's a fabulous musician, isn't she?
Incredibly multifaceted as well. I mean, she's obviously collaborated internationally, and I was quite surprised to learn that apparently she, well, I don't suppose I should be surprised, but she also plays on Bollywood soundtracks as well. So she's not insular in her style, but it felt like a very purist record at the same time.
I have to say I have a very soft spot for South Indian, for Carnatic music. There's something about it. You know, we don't hear nearly as much South Indian music as we do North Indian classical music. And to me, there's just something kind of frothy and light and wonderful and lyrical about this tradition. And I think she brings that out really well on this album.
As the style implies, she sings with the violin. It's a kind of very...
That's the Gayaki style, yes.
Yes, and there's a kind of elegant virtuosity that just sort of takes you along. Some of the tracks are less energetic, you might say, but they still have this this kind of life force rushing through them. And there's an almost flirtatious way that she works alongside the two percussion instruments. There's like a little conversation, maybe a bit of gossip going on between the violin and the clay drum and the other.
The conversation is between the mridangam, which is the
double-sided one, yeah,
drum, and then the clay pot.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's a very persuasive album without really compromising the intricacy of the traditional forms. And it's not slight in any sense either. I mean, these are expansive, complex tracks, but they are very alluring at the same time. There's also an interesting combination of work by early pioneers and contemporary composers as well, which she makes sound very fluid.
And one more point about Jyotsna is that she's actually London-based. She's carrying on this marvellous tradition of Carnatic music right here, which is very encouraging. And listeners might be interested to know that we featured Jyotsna actually at the World Roots Academy prom in 2011, which focused on South Indian music with the young Veena player Hari Sivanesan and his fabulous mentor, the singer Aruna Sairam from Chennai. And you can still hear those programmes on the Radio 3 website. Well, Jyotsna Srikanth's Call of Bangalore is out now on the World Music Network's Riverboat imprint. John, time for one more, and this is Poetic Pop from the northeast of Brazil.
This is an artist called Siba, and again, hearing this without any notes, I was immediately taken by the good humour in this album, and it's a very varied album. Each track has its own distinctive feel, but it's played by fairly small group with Siba himself playing guitar, often quite distorted guitar and singing. The bass is all played on a tuba, a fantastic drummer. And I was delighted that just on the track we're about to hear, Teco Cardoso, who is a wonderful Brazilian flute player who I met at the Jazz Cafe a few years ago playing with Joycey. And he contributes quite a sort of over-the-top flute arrangement.
Well, Siba is probably best known for his work with his band called Floresta, and they perform a style called maracatu, which is from the northeast, from Recife, where he's from originally. And there's lots of maracatu that runs through this album, but he's trying to do something different, and he's bringing the guitar to the forefront, which he hasn't done in his previous two albums.
I mean, it's actually presented as a tropical folk album, but it's got quite a gung-ho approach, quite a punk approach, which is very engaging. It's also an interesting release on another interesting label this time, which is Maesum Discos, which we've covered releases by that label before, Lucas Santana, A Curva de Cintura. And
of course, Maesum Discos is a UK label.
Right, specialising in contemporary Brazilian music and really specialising in very innovative approaches to Brazilian music. So, yeah, here you've got an artist whose music dates back to the 90s at least, but is kind of really tearing ahead with new diversions here.
What you hear here through a sort of, well, a weirdly kind of punky flavour that Arwa refers to, but there's also a touch of Frank Zappa in some of the numbers, and there's a very musical use of counter melody all the way through. He's got a very good way of finding another melody that's nothing to do with the vocal melody and pitting that against the main song. So there's always something to keep driving it forwards. And yet it's produced by a fellow guitarist, and it's not too manicured. They quite like that kind of rough edge sound.
Well, we're going to hear Canoa Furada, Leaking Canoe, by Siba from his album Avanti.
Pescar de canoa, cochilei sem querer. E o rio me levou, se o velho no alto mar me largou. E a canoa velha deixou muita água a minar. E eu nunca aprendi a nadar. Será que essa água é molhada? A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. Em vez de eu pescar o xaré, o saberé caraúna. Roubalo, tainha, sauna, camurim, camarão. Quem veio foi um tubarão pra me arrudear. Será que ele quer me lanchar? Será que eu aguento a dentada? A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. Jesus me socorra, me acuda, mamãe. Meu Deus, mande alguém que me apanhe, mas não chega ninguém. E o meu celular não dá nem pra ligar a cobrar. Que a conta ficou sem pagar e a linha já tá bloqueada. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. Eu queria fazer uma prece para um santo qualquer. Que venha da onde vier, mas me tire daqui. O caso é que eu nunca aprendi como faz pra rezar. E também não ia adiantar, que reza de ateu não dá nada. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar.
Siba, from his album, his new album, Avanti, and that was the track Canoa Furada, which means leaking canoe, and it's out now on Maesum Discos. Well, Many thanks to both of you, John L. Walters and Arwa Haider. And
just thank you for the invitation.
A brief, what an interesting selection of albums. What a great reflection of what's going on now in the world music scene.
Well, things are looking very good. I mean, despite the way the industry is kind of fragmenting and falling apart, there are still people prepared to make great sounding records, properly produced, entertaining.
And unpretentious and important.
Yeah, and very varied and vital as well. I mean, I found that with each of the records that we were listening to, each of them kind of blossomed in a way and kind of took on different perspectives that, you know, I wasn't necessarily expecting, which was very refreshing.
Yes, they all repay repeated listening.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
And as ever, full details of all the music played in this programme can be found on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. You're listening to World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, and we've more music from that session with Algerian singer and guitarist Souad Massi coming up. Her first album, Raoui, meaning storyteller, saw her nominated for Best Newcomer in the Radio 3 World Music Awards when it was released in 2001. And since then, she's sung political calls to action, as well as songs of love and loss. Earlier in the summer, she brought her guitar into the World Roots studio to talk about her inspirations, as well as her new surge of popularity across the Middle East. She started off with her song Hayati, meaning my life.
شحال مكتاب قريتو شحال محكاية حكاولي جرب اللي سقسيتو سطر فارغين خلاولي ما عرفت الطريق للشمس والورد في ربيع تبلي كل دار تبلي حبس طير اللي بعته اللالي شحال مكتاب قريتو شحال محكاية حكاولي جرب اللي سقسيتو سطر فارغين خلاولي ما عرفت الطريق للشمس والورد في ربيع تبلي كل دار تبلي حبس طير اللي بعت ولالي راني عايشة كلي في منام مرة نامن ومرة نكذب قالوا لي مع الوقت كل شي بان اللي بيعملنا يقول لي راني عايشة كلي في ندام مرة نامن ومرة نكذب قالوا لي مع الوقت كل شي بان اللي بيعملنا يقول لي الشمس بالغربال اشتالي تب ما تطفي النار لي شالة فيا دموع عينيا ما تكفي غير ربي داري بيا راني عايشة كلي نام مرة نامن مرة نكذب قالوا لي مع الوقت كل شي بان اللي بيعملنا يقول لي وراني عايشة كلي نام مرة نامن ومرة نكذب قالوا لي مع الوقت كل شي بان اللي بيعملنا يقول لي اللي بيعملنا يقول لي اللي بيعملنا يقول لي
Souad Massi here in the World Roots studio with her song Hayati,
yes.
Which comes from your first album.
From the first album is Raoui.
So that really takes me back because I remember you from that very first album, which was released in 2001.
Yes, when I was younger.
Well, we were all younger.
But it's lovely to hear that again. And of course, that album had also had that wonderful song, Bloody, which means my country, I think. This song, Hayati, that you've just done for us, means my life. Mm. Tell us a bit about your life and what you've been doing since we last saw you, Suad.
This song, I wrote it when I was 17. So I had a lot of questions without answers.
And were you living in Algiers at the time?
Algiers, yeah.
That's where you were born?
Yes, in Bab El Oued. It's a very popular area in Algiers. And I feel lost because I was really very different. My dreams was different because I dream about freedom and I want to play guitar and I ask myself about why we are in this earth, why we live, we are going to die.
I mean, you are a singer-songwriter. All your songs are your own creation. Who are your inspirations?
When I was young, I was listening to a lot of kind of music, you know. I don't like to close or to build a barrier.
Because what you're doing seems to me that is really unique.
I don't try to make like this one or this artist. I play like I feel it. It's very hard for a woman to be an artist and to play music in our country, especially in Algeria. And it's not easy. We have not a lot of school of music and we have not big festivals, not a lot of venues. Well, if we make another kind of music like rock, raga, or rap, it's very difficult.
We've just heard you do Hayati, which means my life. Mm. Will you play another song and tell us what it's about? All your songs have really interesting titles.
Story, yeah.
So this next one that translates as heartbroken. Mm. Why? Who's heartbroken?
Me and a lot of people, I think. It's very important to understand that in our countries, and it's very hard to express ourselves and to be free, to say what we think. It's a big thing for us, so it's very important thing.
Why is the title of the song Heartbroken? You're heartbroken because you're not free?
I was feel like a bird in a cage because of that. Soif de liberté, c'est surtout ça.
Thirst for freedom.
Thank you, my dear.
السماء لو كان جي طير صغير ولا حمامة لو كان جيت طير نطير علي في السماء لو كان جيت طير صغير ولا حمامة نعلي في السماء نقطع جبال ووداد يمكن ننسى نقطع جبال ويدان يمكن ننسى هاد الأحزان من قلبي دان أنا قلبي لو كان جيت مجهيمة من البحر لبحار لو كان جيت دايما ضل نسافر لو كان جيت مجهيمة لبحر لبحر لو كان جيت حتى عيمة ضل نسافر لبحر لبحر نقطع جبال ويدان يمكن ننسى هاد الأحزان نقطع جبال ويدان يمكن ننسى هاد الأحزان من قلبي دان أنا قلبي أنا قلبي دان جيت والخيمة من المكان لمكان يديني الريح بالخريف خلي هذه الجناه لو كان جيت والخيمة من المكان لمكان يديني الريح بالخريف خلي هاد الجنان من كل مكان نقطع جبال ويدان يا ما كنا ننسى هاد الأحزان نقطع جبال ويدان يا ما كنا ننسى هاد الأحزان ما قلبي دان أنا قلبي أنا قلبي ده أنا قلبي
Suad Massi here in the World Roots studio with the song Deb, which means heartbroken. And a lovely song that is too. And that is the title track from an album, another one of your albums.
Third one, yeah, Deb.
So how many albums have you done now?
Five
albums. And you have a compilation from those five albums just out on RAS Records, on the UK label, mm-hmm. RAS Records, which is called Suad Massi, the definitive collection.
Wow.
I understand that you, in the last 2 or 3 years since the Arab Spring, that you've been working on a new set of poems. Could you tell me about these poems that you're working on?
I found these things on the past. Very old, from the 9th century and 12th.
From the 12, sort of classical period.
Yes, very classical. And some of contemporary poem of now.
And so that will be your forthcoming album, your next album.
Yes, I hope.
Meanwhile, your music, you've become very popular amongst the kinds of youth who were part of the Arab Spring.
I discovered that when I go to play in Egypt, so it was really huge. I didn't understand a lot of people now sing with me with the Algerian accent.
No, they know your words and
they
sing along with you.
They know all the words of the song, so I was really surprised. And then I discovered the same thing in a lot of Arabic countries. So
it's not surprising, really, if you think about it. You've always been struggling against the usual role model for the woman, and you've been creating your own path, your own career, your own style of music. That must make you a sort of iconic person in this new social movement, of new social and political movement.
Yes, I think. And I'm proud of that, sure.
I think that the last time we saw you, Suad, in the Radio 3 studios was probably in 2010 when you released your album, Horia. I guess that the last time that you did a session for Radio 3 was for the late Charlie Gillett. Charlie was a particular champion of your music, Suad Massi's music. So why Horia? Why Liberty? What were you trying to say with the idea of Liberty?
Yes, I do this album and a lot of songs in this album before the spring, Arabic Spring. So I was learning to a big écrivain, philosophic, who is Ibn Khaldun.
A writer.
Yeah, big writer, who is from Tunisia. And I discover really a visionary who speaks about what can happen now in Arabic country. So that inspired me to make the last album, Huria.
So was it almost prophetic in a way?
Some like of... C'était très prophétique.
It was prophetic.
Yes,
prophetic.
Mais un visionnaire.
So from the 12th century, you find writings that are relevant to the 21st century and to the Arab Spring.
I like the manner that he described and what can happen now in our time. That's surprised me.
So will you play one more piece of music for us and from something from that album, Horia?
Yes, Horia. Samira Miskina means poor Samira.
Poor Samira.
Yes.
Samira is a woman's name.
She's a woman. She has a lot of dreams, but she lives in a men's society.
She lives in male society.
Yes.
But you're not a poor Samira, are you, Suad?
No, I'm not. But if there are poor Samira in the world, it's like me.
Thank you very much, Suad Massi, for joining us here on World Roots. And now we'll hear the song Poor Samira.
Yes. Just before to sing this song,
yes,
I want just the spirit of Charlie Gillett, I think, is here. So just to say to him, the nice people live, they don't die, for him.
بنات كامل شابين عندهم زهر عندهم شعر طويل ويروحوا للبحر يلبسوا غير في الحطات يروحوا للسهرات وانا كي جدالتي لا 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 انا مصباح العشية نخدم في شغل اللي يجي يحقر فيا وعليا يتمهبل وكرت مصير ما عند الحوايج والحديد طيب ونعجن خايف على حليب لا يفيد يا لو كان جيت راجل ديروا فيا هذا الباطل يا لو كان جيت راجل يا قدي كامل مزوجات وحدة ونراحت وصغار عليا جحات تبعوا في المسلسلات مساكن طمعات تجي واحد يديهم فقعود أبيض رفدت الورد وخويا خرج فيا وكي نشوفو نتقلق ظلي عاس فيا وعلى والو يتقلق كاشنا نربطو كي يكون غارق في المنام في برغامق نحطو خطر يخاف مظلام يا لو كان جيت راجل ما ديرو فيا هذا الباطل يا لو كان جيت راجل ملي كنت صغيرة قولوا لي راك كبيرة ما تلعبيش برا ما تنسيش باللي انت مرا الولاد برا يلعبوا الطفلة دير العقل هما يديروا كيما يحبوا تعاونينا في الشغل يا لو كان جيت راجل ما ديروا فيا هذا الباطل
Suad Massi, closing today's World Roots. And as Lucy said, if you'd like to know more about any of the music on today's programme, it's all on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell.
The BBC Proms focus on Polish music continues in the first of two concerts from the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. Its new chief conductor, Wasili Petrenko, and two soloists making their Proms debuts. Biba Skrida joins them for the nocturnal fantasy that is Szymanowski's violin concerto, with Tchaikovsky's Winter Daydreams and Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. In the second Prom, there's Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2 with Christian Ila Hadlin and the rugged landscape of Bruckner's Romantic Fourth Symphony. I'm Andrew McGregor. Join me for the Oslo Philharmonic's Proms starting tomorrow evening at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Of course, as tomorrow's Monday, that's actually the second of the proms of the day. The first is at lunchtime, Proms Chamber Music Live from Cadogan Hall in London. Fretwork, give a concert of music by Dowland, joined by the tenor Ian Bostridge and the lutenist Elizabeth Kenny. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and it's time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's show, highlights of a very special concert performance from one of the UK's most singular voices on the saxophone, John Sermon. Recorded in the historic setting of Brecon Cathedral at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival, stay tuned for that performance later on the show. And also on the programme, writer and broadcaster Bob Sinfield is here. Well, welcome, Bob. Last time you were on the show, you were investigating the resurgence of vocal jazz. What have you got in store for us today?
Today, Claire, I'm going to be looking at couples in jazz because, do you know, I have noticed a lot of fraternisation going on between these musicians. Not just two generations of Dankworths and Chris Barber and Ottilie Patterson, but some of the lesser-known names as well. Do you remember Jonathan and Darlene Edwards? You will before the end of the programme. But to get us in the mood, here's a little clip from the early 1920s and the very aptly named Jazz Lips, featuring a highly significant jazz couple. See if you can spot them.
Louis Armstrong and Lil Hardin Armstrong, one of jazz music's swinging partnerships. And Bob Sinfield will be back shortly to explore the theme of couples in jazz. Pianist Alex Wilson's latest CD is a combination of live and studio recordings, his first for acoustic piano trio. Drawing from experiences gathered from two decades of being on the road, let's hear the track Jazzmina. the CD, Alex Wilson Trio, that was the track Jasmina with David Montevani on bass and Frank Tonto on drums and Alex at the piano. And he'll be curating a Latin jazz festival at the Pizza Express in Dean Street in Soho, London. The dates of that festival are the 19th to the 22nd of September. And Alex will be pulling out all the stops to deliver a stunning lineup of some of London's finest musicians, including the fantastic Roberto Pla and his 10-piece Latin ensemble, Jason Rebello and Snowboy. New on Cardiff-based Edition Records, whose roster continues to expand and delight, is Seven Hills from Finnish pianist Alexis Tomarela. Described by Jazz Times as a unified realm of complex emotion, with each track a separate ceremony, Tomarela, who can count Brad Meldow as a fan, is joined by fellow Finn Olavi Luhawari on drums and Norwegian bassist Mats Illertsen. Let's hear them in action now with the title track, Seven Hills.